AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker says his experience taking on thousands of protesters in his state has helped prepare him to take on terrorists around the world.
We'll send a message not only that we will protect American soil, but do not take this upon freedom-loving people anywhere else in the world. We need a leader with that kind of confidence. If I can take on 100,000 protesters, I can do the same across the world.
The likely Republican presidential contender's comments came on the first day of CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference. The annual conference in suburban Washington features more than a dozen potential GOP presidential contenders over 3 days who hope to win over conservative activists. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is among them.
Christie hasn't decided yet if he will run.
I'll take my chances on me. I've done pretty well so far.
He has mostly avoided criticizing potential Republican opponents, but Christie did talk about Jeb Bush.
If the elites in Washington who make backroom deals decide who the president's going to be, then he's definitely the front runner.
As for Chris Christie,
if the people of the United States decide to pick the next president of the United States and they want someone who looks at them in the eye, connects with them, and is one of them, I'll do okay if I run.
And Christie says he is not too brash for the Oval Office. Ed Donahue, Washington.
At the CPAC conference, former Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina challenged potential Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton to point to one accomplishment as Secretary of State. Jihadi John, the Islamic militant who has presided over the beheading of Western hostages, has been identified as a London University graduate. But the White House will neither confirm nor deny his identity. But spokesman Josh Earnest says he will be hunted down.
We remain committed to making sure that the individuals who are responsible for the murder of American citizens are brought to justice.
This is AP Radio News. The top Republican in Congress is defending his decision to have Israel's prime minister address lawmakers about Iran.
House Speaker John Boehner says he couldn't disagree more with National Security Advisor Susan Rice's contention that Benjamin Netanyahu's upcoming speech would be destructive to U.S. relations with Israel.
What is destructive, in my view, is making a bad deal that paves the way for a nuclear Iran. That's destructive, and that's why it's so important for the American people to hear what Prime Minister Netanyahu has to say about the grave threats that we're facing.
Some Democrats plan to boycott the speech, unhappy that Boehner extended the invitation without first discussing it with the administration. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Susan Rice and America's ambassador to the UN, Samantha Power, will not snub America's leading pro-Israel lobby. They'll address the group over the weekend. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.